Our Sustainable Community Voices monthly program that does put the spotlight on the word sustainability. I hope that is part of your lifestyle. My guest today, Norman Christopher, Executive Director, Office of Sustainability Practices with Grand Valley. Our topic, our West Michigan sustainability journey. Norm, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. This is a big couple of next weeks for you, my friend.
Yes, thank you very much. The journey, past, present, and future, along the sustainability way.
Thank you again. Let's talk, first of all, for one who has never heard of Norman Christopher and or the Office of Sustainability Practices, talk about your role at the organization.
Right. I was introduced to the to Grand Valley and the university back in 2004 with a conversation that started with Mark Murray and about sustainability. And the question was, what does it really mean? And so we spent a period of time trying to learn what sustainability meant. And there are a couple of places you can look that help. One of us, Native Americans, we do not inherit the earth from our fathers. We borrow it from our children. So that talked about the future and land. And then you look at African elders who put it this way, enough for all forever. So these go back generations, which we spend time looking at, and then tried to look at some more recent discussions about it. And that was back in the late 1980s with the Brundtland Commission of the UN, who said, meeting the needs of today without compromising future generations with the ability to meet their own. So all of that sort of got us down to a lens of sustainability, meaning it had to have a positive economic, social, and environmental impact. And so it was a very important time because we did not latch on to the word green. And a lot of good work has been done in green, but we felt there was a much broader way that sustainability could be practiced. And of course, today you see it with the importance of social impact now growing. But it's been a great journey, but it was that lens that helped us get started.
So your role as Executive Director of the Office of Sustainability Practices, Norman, it basically peaked to this role, right?
It did. It took several years before a position was actually formed in this space. So there was a bit of backgrounds and coming together. And I remember the very first work that was done, and it's always a Covey principle about know where you are first before you project where you want to be. So we did some deep assessments, and I still have that report, and it was done in that 2004-5 time frame, in which we looked at 25 indicators, each in economic, social, and environmental that the university picked out, and that was the important development of a baseline. So when you do sustainability work, understanding where you are, seek first to understand before you're understood, that was so critical. So we spent a year just understanding where we were before we ever did anything.
So more on West Michigan, Grand Rapids sustainability, focusing on the beginning. Again, Mayor Hartwell playing an important role, and you just building partnerships beyond?
Yes. One of the important things I've learned, Shelley, in this space is storytelling and learning together. And so with the city, Mayor Hartwell at the time also wanted to really embed sustainability. He had developed an environmental task force team with the community, and then we had a chance to chat. And then so he understood sustainability could be the platform. So we started that process together, Grand Valley and the city of Grand Rapids. And over the years, we've had 60 interns in sustainability that have worked in the city, and I'm proud to say a number of them have jobs there today. So it was the ability to do sustainability planning and reporting that the city and Grand Valley journeyed with. And of course, for Grand Valley, it became more than programs and activities in 2009 because it became one of Grand Valley's 7 core values. So then all of a sudden, it's not programs, it's not activities, it's leadership and it's excellence. And that's when the community really started to integrate with sustainability. And one of the interesting initial activities was forming a partnership in the community in Grand Rapids around sustainability, and it can be found, Grand Rapids Community Sustainability Partnership. It has 275 organizations today. And I remember when Grand Valley, I was in the room at the time, there were five founding members, the city and Grand Valley and Aquinas College and GRCC and the public schools, and then businesses came aboard. And then today, what's fascinating about it is almost everybody has a little bit of sustainability as a DNA in what they do. Now, that's a quote that Birgit Close gave me a number of years ago. It's like sustainability is the DNA, and that sort of embeds it for me. And, of course, now sustainability is part of Grand Valley's strategic plan. And that, to me, takes it to a much different level now of how do you have the leadership to integrate across all the eight colleges and in the facilities. But now the students are really the driving force. And one of the things that's fascinating to me is they have two skill sets that I've learned. And the ones I work with are just terrific stewards. And you could look stewards and say, I'm stewards of the environment, Shelley. You could look at it and say, I'm stewards of the way I want to live or stewards of my finances. But now they also have another important trait. They're very good servanthood leaders. They like to serve. And that's different than just climbing a corporate ladder.
Does it come down to some lifestyle practices that that will be with us forever? Is that kind of a dream that's being achieved?
Yes. I would say when we focused initially, there were probably 10 areas that Grand Valley focused on in sustainability: water, energy, emissions, waste, transportation, education, fiscal sustainability, community engagement, health and wellness. Those are the same areas today. We haven't added anything. We've just gotten better at the original ones. So to answer your question, you can't practice and just preach it. You got to get in and do it. And so part of that is the take home in our own lifestyles and the products we choose and the organizations we want to spend time with. Mm-hmm. But it's part of values now and identity. It isn't just activities and programs.
Noreen Christopher with us, Executive Director, Office of Sustainability Practices, Grand Valley State University, our Sustainable Community Voices segment, our West Michigan Sustainable Journey. What else do you need to share on where we are today versus what might the future look like, Norm?
Yeah, a couple of things about today. I think we've learned it's really not a political process. Mm-hmm. All of this now, if you get the right stakeholders around the table and address issues like climate or resiliency or things like that, it isn't just one political perspective versus another. It's more about what can you do. And I think one of the things that helps in that is if you frame it like, what would happen if we had the next 100-year flood? How could we be better prepared? Mm-hmm. And then you see people rallying around the issue of, well, gee, that's a good question. What could we all do? So resiliency has become an important part of this. The students have become part of it. I think having more understanding about forms of capital, so there is natural capital and social capital and community capital, much more than financial capital. So I always go looking for the other forms of capital that are available before I just draw on financial. That's added just a lot of shared capital and best practices in the space. But the results are pretty striking in terms of just looking at Grand Valley and the community, things like LEED buildings. And how many of them everybody has in the city or on Grand Valley's campuses.
Just part of either a restoration project or just part of the new building opportunities. Also on where you are today, I mean, so many educational opportunities now. And obviously, I'll look at the format under the umbrella of Grand Valley with the majors and the minors and the graduate degrees and the certificates and the study abroads.
Yes. One of the fascinating perspectives about how education for sustainability has been integrated is Grand Valley. Most people ask, well, can I get a degree? And the answer is yes, but it would be related because we do not have a pure sustainability degree. But yet we have 250 courses over that now that we've inventoried that are offered. And they could be majors and minors. I'll give you an example would be natural resource management would be one. But now you can get a master's in social innovation. You could get a certificate in green chemistry or sustainable food systems. So the education now comes through emphases, certificates, themes, issue areas versus degrees. And that gives the student a very important area of experiential learning. Mm-hmm. They take those skill sets that they've learned coupled with their degree. Yeah. That affords them an opportunity to be better positioned in the marketplace.
Lives you are touching. What might the future look like, Norman Christopher?
I've spent some time with many others thinking about that. I can see some things happening. I think you're going to see a city driven by mobility. There's a lot of efforts on how to improve mobility for residents as well. And we've done that on campus with becoming a bike-friendly campus, but it's beyond public transportation. I think you'll see things driven by artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things, where we're all going to be much better connected. It'll be very disruptive for some, but very innovative. And it'll be a high degree of connectivity. I see things happening with like the 2030 Energy District downtown, where you're going to have goals set with partners around energy and climate and transportation related issues. Mm-hmm. That will be there. Just look at what we have out your window with the restoration of the Grand River.
Grand River, yes.
And so you see that. And you're also going to see, I think, a shifting of the education to offer more skill set based through the certificates and maybe even badges of achievement in some of these areas to equip students. But the larger area I see that a lot of people are spending a great deal more time on is around social impact. And I think the shift will go to sustainable cities now towards urban sustainability and sustainable neighborhoods and communities. And that's where I think a lot of time is going to be spent. What drives this is a change in role to look at each of us as a citizen. That's different than a steward. That's different than being socially responsible. When you're a citizen, that means what are each of us doing for Grand Rapids and the cities and communities that we live in?
It asks us to step up and be responsible.
Right. And I remember one quote that has been with me forever from Martin Luther King. He has always kind of had this one, and I always have it on my desk. The time is always right to do what is right. And that, to me, has been a major driving force. You don't have to wait. If you know what is right, you're just empowered to have the opportunity to go do it.
Well, I don't think we formally mentioned this, but you are getting ready for your next chapter, which, how do I say, it'll be bigger and better. I don't know. I think you're peaking, but what do you share? What would you like your community to, how would you like your community to carry on your continued legacy?
Well, it isn't so much a legacy as it is really for all of us in West Michigan. I talked about the Grand Rapids Community Sustainability Partnership. There are now 8 of these in West Michigan. You can find them in your own community. So if you're out there listening in Muskegon, there's the Muskegon Area Sustainability Coalition. There's one in Spring Lake in Grand Haven. Ludington just formed one. St. Joe in Benton Harbor has one. And so you go up and down West Michigan, and what it has done is brought the last leg of sustainability, which was very important, now into play, and that's a sense of place. So if you take the triple bottom line that everybody understood and says, how do I make it happen? I can make it happen in Holland. I can make it happen in my own community, but it's that sense of values, identity that each of the own communities bring. And so when you look at it today, sustainability is there in every one of our communities, and you can participate monthly in their activities.
Well, I know there'll be a little celebration for you mid-December to honor the work you've done, but also the work that the community has partnered up under your leadership as well, as you'd like us to mention. Anything else you'd like to share, Norman?
No, I just wish everyone during this holiday season a happy Thanksgiving and the very best on your own sustainability journey.
So how do we get in touch with you and find out more about the program?
I will continue to have a GVSU email address, and you can find me on LinkedIn and a number of other places. So I'll remain active along the journey as well.
Yes, you will. We'll keep you accountable. Although you might take a couple days off and go find some warm weather, or maybe not. Norm Christopher, thank you very much for you and our spotlight on our West Michigan sustainable journey, our sustainable community voices. Thanks, Renee Hesslink, for the hookup. Thanks, Norm.
Thank you. Bless you.